Omchanti. 9th August 2019. Friday. Slogan. Be humble, not delicate. Humility is greatness. Be humble and not delicate. Humility is greatness. In today's world of competition and individuality, it's very difficult to remain humble. Rather, right from the childhood, everyone is taught to be superior than others. The seed of jealousy and seed of pride are sown in the childhood itself. Every child is taught to score more marks than his peer. And then suddenly, from the materialistic life, the child turns towards spirituality. He is showered with such phrases and glories of the virtue of humility, and he finds himself trapped. Here we are taught to assert oneself, to show that you are no less than others. And then when you enter the world of spirituality with the temptation of peace, you are told that you have to become humble, and that it is one of the greatest virtue, and that is greatness. And it becomes a trouble for the person, because there is a sanskar of pride, vanity, show off for such a long time. And in fact, that is called virtue. And to be humble is thought to be a sign of cowardness, a sign of inferiority complex. So it's entirely a different scenario where there is a cutthroat competition where everybody wants to assert oneself and show that I am better than other. Every child, every individual, every organization, every company, every brand in the market is trying to prove its superiority. And then suddenly you understand, or you are taught about humility. So it becomes a difficult job to become humble. But no matter where one is, even in this competitive world, humility still remains a virtue. So many strifes that are happening in relationships are just because of one thing: ego. The cause of quarrel is the 90% battle, wars, or disruption in relationships are happening because of tone of voice. So is it ever possible to become humble? That's the question. And if at all, why should one become? There was a girl in one hot summer, getting drowned in ocean, and she was rescued by a team and brought to the shore, and she was almost unconscious, and people gathered around, and there was an old man who was staying nearby. He came rushing, about to help, when suddenly a young man, a young guy, came forward and said, "Move aside, I know how to do CPR. CPR is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. He said, "Move aside everyone, don't touch, I am here to do CPR, I know how to do." And he started with chest compressions. And ultimately, the girl was conscious. And everybody started praising the young guy. The old man who was standing there, he also started praising the young man. And the young man felt good that a life is saved. After 2 hours, this young man felt dizziness because the heat was scorching, and he fell down and he became unconscious this time. When he became conscious, he found that he is in the ambulance, and the old man who was standing there earlier is checking his pulse, and he got to know that the old man is a doctor. And he asked him, "Why you did not tell me before?" He said, "At that time, it was more important to save the girl rather than I myself. Telling others that I am a doctor when you yourself were doing the resuscitation thing in a proper manner. So I backed out." So it was more important to save the girl than my pride. So young man, with his teary eyes, he said, "In fact, you have saved 2 lives today. Not just one. So no matter how much competitive the world is, whatever cutthroat competitions that are going on in the world, when everyone is blowing his trumpet, every potter praising his own pot, humility still really remains a peerless virtue. Humility, the importance of humility cannot be dimmed by anything. So now, Baba is telling us, and he has told us times out of number, to become humble. How to become humble? Actually, this thought itself makes one humble. Because to take it as a virtue and to think of it itself induces a sense of humility. So, humility doesn't mean that you accept defeat. Humility is not inferiority complex. Humility doesn't mean that you get let go of your self-esteem. Humility doesn't mean that you stop praising yourself. Humility doesn't mean that you stop glorifying yourself. Humility doesn't mean that you stop giving importance to yourself. But it has got some other dimension. And the true humility comes with maturity. And true humility is not the show off. And the true humility comes when we understand this entire universe is connected to me. And I am at the roots. When one realizes the inner connectivity in the entire cosmos, and then that cosmic humility will come, where I understand that everything is related to me. And I realize my oneness with everything, with everyone. I am connected to each and every soul of this planet. Not as a teacher, but as teachable. Somebody who can be taught. So I am connected to everyone. All souls are connected to me in some way or the other. When I realize, when I understand this inner link, I become humble. Because I am no more superior to anybody. Rather, I understand their uniqueness. And that makes me all the more humble to learn something from them, from each and every soul. A sage enters one palace, but the guards don't allow him. They say you have to wait. And the sage who had come to interview the king waits for some time outside. And when the guards give signal, he enters the palace. The moment he enters the palace, he takes off his hat and bows down in front of the king. In return, the king takes off his crown and bows down in front of the sage. And the courtiers and the people who were there, the ministers who were there, they are asking, he is an ordinary man, it's okay for him that he takes off his cap and he bows in front of you. What about you? You should not do this. He is such an ordinary person. You are king. It is not befitting of you to do this gesture. The king says, he is an ordinary person. He bows down in front of me and he takes out his cap. But I am the king. How should I be inferior to him? How can I allow him to surpass me in humility? If I am a king, I should be good in everything. I should be better in everything. How can I allow an ordinary person to defeat me in humility? So if I think I am the king, I should be good at everything. So again, we'll come to the same question. How to become humble? What should we do in order to become humble? Follow the footsteps of Brahma. Okay. What else? Gratitude. There could be many steps in order to become humble. And it said that it is hard to be humble when you are perfect in everything. Probably one has to remove the notion that I am perfect at everything. If you feel like that, it would become very difficult. The first thing would be to admit that I am not best at everything. There are many areas where I need to learn many things. For example, if somebody thinks he is the singer and he sings very nicely, let him think of the best singers. So there are best singers in the world. If somebody thinks I cook very nicely, let him think of the best cook in the world. If somebody thinks I speak very nicely, let him think of the best speaker in the world. So think of the highest. And this misunderstanding that you are the best will go away. So admit that you are not best at everything. The other thing is, you recognize your own faults. And this needs a very, very keen vision. Because we can see other person's fault very minutely. It's very difficult for us to see our own fault. That's why Baba has said many times that your far vision is better than your near vision. Spiritual myopia and hypermetropia. So recognize your faults. And we have been taught since childhood to remain judgmental. To judge things, to judge people, to find out. That's the training we have received in childhood. And suddenly when you enter the spiritual world, you are taught now to stop judging others. You don't have to judge what others have done is right or wrong. Every child who comes home is taught. And when he complains about his friend or something like that, so there is always a judgment, blame game, blame culture. So we have grown up in that atmosphere of blame culture, where it is not just only judgmental, but we blame people right away, and right, left and center. So recognize your own fault. That needs a great self-checking. And then, as is said, for humility you need to be grateful, to have that sense of gratitude, to be grateful to everyone, to be grateful to everyone, each and every soul of this planet Earth, because everyone has taught me something or other. Grateful even to the five elements, grateful to God, grateful to inanimate things also. So grateful. The sense of gratitude for everything induces a sense of humility. And then, don't be afraid to make any mistakes. That doesn't mean that we are giving license to make mistakes, but everybody commits mistakes and we learn more from our mistakes. And it is said in English, your best teacher is your last mistake. Your best teacher is your last mistake. So don't be afraid to commit mistake, to err as human, to forgive divine. So it's human nature to make mistake. That attitude of perfectionism is good in one way, but it is damaging also. That I will do everything, whatever I will do, that should be perfect. Otherwise, I will not do it. If I want to give speech, I will give speech only when I am totally prepared. It is perfect, then only. But such a day will not happen, will not come. So, admit, okay, you should not be afraid. If you make mistake, it's fine. And also, another thing is admit your mistakes. That's a greater virtue. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. The next is admit. Okay. That doesn't make you smaller. If you admit your mistake, In fact, you rise in the vision of God. So there is no harm. But this is, again, as I said, very, very difficult task. Because when you are a boss and you make mistake, are you going to admit in front of your juniors? It's such a difficult task. If you are junior, if you are senior, and you commit mistake, it's uphill task to admit it in front of juniors. But then, if you admit, that shows that you are not stubborn, you are not selfish, and you are also trying to learn something. So admit, that's the fifth step, your mistakes. Then next, as we discussed yesterday, avoid bragging, avoid glorifying yourself, avoid honoring, praising, extolling your own glories to the skies. I did this, I did that, I do that, I do all these things. If suppose somebody is running very well, okay, somebody has come first in marathon, but that doesn't mean that you keep on talking about it whole day and whole night. I came first, this is the prize I received, and there were so many, but I defeated all of them. So don't keep on bragging, don't keep on praising yourself all the time. So self-praise, as we discussed yesterday, self-praise and praise addiction, these are the two things. Self-praise and praise addiction. So don't keep on doing self-praise. Then don't try to take all the credit. If you have become successful, always try to share it with others. Don't say that I have done everything. You can never do anything individually. If some service has happened, it has happened because of teamwork. If some single person takes all the credit that I have done it, it is impossible. If there is some program, always there would be a hall. So there would be people taking care of the hall. There are people taking care of the sound system. There are people who have printed invitation cards, and there are people who worked for 1 month in distributing those invitation cards. There were people who have engaged in food and food preparation and catering. And after that you come and you speak and you take away all the credit. How is it? So never take all the credit. You always share it. A few years back, probably in Uttarakhand, there was one bus and terrorist fired guns, and the driver, which had come in newspaper also, and the driver very skillfully took that bus very fast and saved the lives of all the passengers, and there were rounds of fire, and very skillfully, tactfully, he moved through that area, and there was none there, but he was praised so much. And when his interview was taken, it was very pleasing to hear what he said. Actually, there was no need for him to name anybody. He could have taken all the credit. He said, there was one person, one passenger who was near me, and he was guiding me. Go ahead, don't move, don't stop. keep on moving, keep on moving. And he knew all the ways and he guided me through different ways. So he did not take the credit. Actually, if he wanted, he could have, because it was he who was driving. But he shared the credit with one of the passengers. And especially when 10 people are coming from newspaper to interview you. So humility shares. And then appreciate others, the talent they have. That also will reduce your own inflated ego. Because that will help you recognize the qualities that they have. And then another is, stop comparing yourself with others. As we said yesterday also, everybody is unique here. Everybody is irreplaceable. What service, what seva somebody is doing, I cannot do. You might be talented, but the service which a particular sevadhari is doing, no one else can do that. So stop comparing. And then read about humility. Written text about humility. Whatever things that have been spoken about humility. Whatever scriptures, what they talk about humility. Whatever Baba has said about humility. Keep on reading about humility. Because there were many, so many Murlis are there on humility, on Namrata, on Nirmanta. So keep on reading about them. So many scriptures talk about humility. Blessed are the humble in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. And many other scriptures. Every scripture has extolled the glory of the virtue of humility. And then one more thing is, help others. Helping others. When you help others, automatically you become humble. So cooperate. And be willing to be the last. Let everyone go and then you go. That also is a sense of humility. Be willing to go the last. It's written in Bible. Those who are first here would be the last in my kingdom. Those who are last here would be the first in my kingdom. What does he mean when Jesus is saying this? He means those who are first here means those who are always making show off that we do this, we do this. They will be the last in my kingdom. In words of Baba, Baba says those who are rich would be poor there. And those who are poor would be rich there. And those who are last means those who have no desire to show off, those who are humble, they will be the first. So be willing to be the last here. So these are so many things. So many points I told. That itself is destroying the principle of humility. So it's so difficult. It's rather the most difficult thing to become humble. Because our entire training is the training of pride and ego till now. To become humble is really an uphill task. Of Shanti.